Hello and welcome to the Busy Mom's Guide to Meditation. I am Molly Rodriguez, your host, and I am here to bring you the episode on water. So I did have an episode recorded for this, but when I listened to it back, it just was not quite where I wanted it to be. So here we are again, recording anew, and I don't know how this is going to go. It's been a minute since I have recorded anything, and I'm super excited to be back on the grind. It feels really good to record again, but as I mentioned previously, I do not have time for editing, so I apologize if the kids walk in or I don't know, I have a coughing fit or something. Who knows? It's January. Anyway, getting back to topic. Today we are going to talk about water. And water is a really beautiful element because it is that flow. It is life. We're made up of 70% water, but it is also the emotions. It holds every emotion. And when you really get into it, water itself is multiple. Water can freeze. Water can turn into gas. It has multiple states of being. So it's not confined to any one thing. But when it is water, if you have two glasses of water and you speak sweetly to one, and then you turn around and you are rude to the other one, you're talking down to it, and then you're watering two different plants with these waters, the one that you speak gently to, the one that you praise, the one that you are loving to, will flourish. And the one that is fed water that you are talking down to will actually cause the plant to suffer because the water itself changes based on how you talk to it. Water conducts electricity. It takes in and amplifies these properties. And that is kind of the same idea with the emotions. Whatever emotions you are storing in your body tend to come out. For example, if you store a lot of sadness, you don't let it process. You just kind of shove it deep down in there. Eventually, it will come out. You might find yourself crying over the smallest things. Again, like, in the same way, if you are shoving down your anger, you're not letting yourself be angry, you might find yourself getting more and more irritable at the tiniest little things. And so in connecting with water, we find ourselves being able to process and move through the emotions so that they can be released. That does not mean that you like process something, process the emotions of a situation, and then it's done. Like, we still have memory. Things still, you know, can hang out, but the emotional connection to them are lower. You don't have the same, like, emotional reactions when you, like, think about it or get in similar situations. And so, in that way, it is really helpful to be able to, like, process what is happening, live your life, you know what I mean? So connecting with water really looks at like your internal landscape. So sorry if you could hear that. Pretty sure that was a plane that was just flying overhead. They always get so loud, even in here. Where was I? That is right. Okay, so looking at your internal landscape gives you the quality of water in your body. Like I said before, we're made up of about 70% water, give or take, depending on the person. And so you have this same quality of that absorption and amplification. Water magnifies. I mean, think about it. When you put it over something, it can actually act like a magnifying glass. And the thing that you are looking through the water at will look larger. So with that amplification, you really need to be mindful of what is the state of your emotions and how are you releasing them in a healthy way. So yeah, water is life. Water is something that you cannot get away from. So take care of your water. I don't know how else to say that. I don't know. But if you want to put this into practice, let's, you know, come into this space and breathe together and kind of get a sense of what emotions are coming up in your body. What do you have stored in your body? Are you ready? Ooh, find a comfortable seated position. Take a deep breath in. And on the exhale, close your eyes. Settle into this space. Let's take a deep breath again together in. And out. And another one in. And out. Last one together in. Just feel into your heart space. Drop your mind down to that center of your chest. And try to feel or see what is there. Is there an emotion connected to it? Or wrong answers. It's going to be different for everybody. And your first instinct is the correct one. Let's take another deep breath together in and out. Begin to move your body side to side, feeling that flow of water. And when you're ready, open your eyes. This is a really great meditation for when you do feel you have stuck emotion and you don't know how to move it. You can tune into your own body and gain the knowledge of what is stuck, how to move it, how to process it. The knowledge is already within you. You just need to tune in. And if you're having a hard time with that, a lot of times when I tune in, there's so many emotions in your body at any one time. There's no rule saying that you can only have one emotion at a time. That it looks like a kaleidoscope, right? For me, different emotions hold different colors. Different feelings, and so they tend to move and dance around each other in this like really beautiful kaleidoscope of colors. A lot of people have, you know, not a lot of love for sadness, grief, anger, resentment, fear, anxiety. But all of these things have a space in our life. There's no wrong emotions. It's just the way that you process them and how can you release them in a healthy way so that they don't get stuck. And so seeing this beautiful kaleidoscope of emotions, like, it is everything. It is all emotions. And if you didn't have all of them, it wouldn't be as beautiful. And that's what makes life vibrant, you know? Am I going off on a tangent here? Maybe. But I think it's important to note, because if you were happy all the time, you wouldn't feel happy. Happy wouldn't be happy. So that is something really to keep in mind as you're delving into your own emotions and what might be stuck. Maybe it is happiness. Maybe you're stuck in this place where you feel like you need to be happy all the time. And you might need to release some of that. You know, there's a time for everything. There needs to be balance. And so that is something to really keep in mind as you do this practice. And you can stay there as long as you want or need, especially if you do have a lot of very different mixed emotions and there's more than just like one to process. That being said, another really fun meditation and one that is also really fun to do with your kids. Obviously, the one that we just did can be as short or long as you want. Super easy to do with your kids as well. And fun to be able to like start talking to them about their emotions. But another one that is super great to do with kids as well is to like close your eyes and focus on your heartbeat and try to follow that around your body. Just feel the way that your circulation is moving. And it is very subtle, but you can make it fun. Like, think about, you know, feel into your heartbeat. When you get really still and really quiet, like, you can feel it, you can hear it. And then to try to sense that movement. Have them get up and dance to their heartbeat or move in the way that their circulation is moving. You might find some really fun or interesting ways of expressing movement. And in that way, like, it gets your own body moving, gets your own blood pumping. It moves the water in your body. And that is a really great way to release stored emotion as well. Anyway, yeah, what else is there to talk about? Water. I'm sure I was much more put together and, you know, had my list of things, before when I had this all planned out, but you know, that's just not where we're at right now. We're going with the flow. Get it? 'Cause it's water. Yeah, I know I'm not funny, but have fun with this. Enjoy exploring the water within your body. Explore the way water makes you feel. Talk to your water and then drink it and know how it makes you feel, how it feels in your body as it nourishes and hydrates you. You know, like, you can go a couple days without food. You cannot go multiple days without water. Like, you need water to survive so much more than anything else. Maybe not more than breathing, but, you know, it's right up there. So pay attention to the water in your life. Pay attention to how different types of water make you feel between a creek or a river or the ocean or a lake or a pond or your bathtub. What's the difference between your bathtub and your shower? You know, these subtle differences can have energetic effects on your body, on your mind, on your spirit. And so pay attention to how it's showing up in your life, how water is moving and acting in your life, because the inner world is a reflection of the outer world and vice versa. Water is everywhere we look. We just need to see it for what it is. And so pay attention to that. And if you feel called, send me a message on Instagram is probably the easiest way, Elemental Healing Meditations. And let me know how water is showing up for you. Let me know how your connection to water is. I would love to hear your stories. So I look forward to hearing from you, and I will catch you next time.